Sorry about the problems, Ari. I think I was too rough with her on the stair steps, and that's why she fought with me later.
She didn't really want to talk about it. Ari seemed to realize that and led the mare away. Cecilia wanted to be alone to savor the feelings, the joy that thrust so deep it hurt. She was back where she belonged. She could still do it. Common sense be damned. She didn't have to give it up yet. Harris, familiar with the cubes of Cecilia's great rides of the past, couldn't help thinking that this had been a disaster. The horse had refused one fence. The horse had fallen upside down in a ditch, and Cecilia was lucky not to have been squashed underneath. Mud from the fall caked Cecilia's breeches.
Not too shabby. The mare and I needed more time together. Whew, what a mess. I've got to get cleaned up. An old friend asked me to dinner.
But tomorrow...
Tomorrow's just the jumping, and she's going to be a pain to truck around that course. We'll probably have a few rails down, but it's worth it. I can't tell you how much fun it's been.
Harris opened her mouth and shut it again. She was reminded that she had once thought fox hunting was stupid and had found it fun herself. Maybe this was fun if you were good enough. She wasn't, and she told herself she never intended to be. The next morning, Harris was back in the stands, this time with a cushion she'd brought. Since competitors rode in reverse order of standings, Cecilia's show jumping round came early. Most of the horses with more faults had not completed the course and would not be jumping. Harris watched the mare shift and stamp as Cecilia checked the girth and mounted. The horse showed no signs of the previous day's efforts. Her bright bay coat gleamed, clean of the mud from the ditch. The jump course required not only jumping ability, but a level of steering that this mare hadn't attained. Harris could see that Cecilia was trying to give the mare the easiest route through the maze, with sweeping turns that set her up at a good distance from the next obstacle. The mare resisted, trying to cut the round corners and charge at any fence that caught her eye. That she went over the fences in the right order seemed a minor miracle. The large one was that she didn't fall or crack Cecilia's head against either of the large trees in the ring. She still had two fences down, one of them in a scatter of rails that made Harris wince. She could almost feel the bruises on her own shins. By the end of the day's performances, Harris understood a bit more about the sport, but she had no intention of risking her own neck that way. People who craved that much danger should be firefighters or some other job that accomplished something worthwhile to balance the danger. Cecilia was flushed and happy, eager to talk now about today's winner, someone she'd known as a junior competitor, and the number of rejuvenants competing. Of the five top placings, three were rejuvenants.
Does that mean you'll go back to competition, if other rejuvenants are doing it?
I might. I'm not sure. Pater, my friend that I went out with last night, wants to talk to me about rejuvenant politics. I'll listen to him. But I can't think of myself as a person whose interests have changed just because I'm going to live longer.
Perhaps not. But if three of the top five riders are rejuvenants, where does that leave the youngsters just starting? Experience counts.
Harris was sure Cecilia would compete again. She was far too happy to give it up. She couldn't help wondering what that would mean for her and the sweet delight.
And some rejuvenants don't place. I certainly didn't.
Cecilia had recognized the face, but at first had not known whether this was Pater himself, a son, or a grandson. The long, bony, dark-skinned face looked all of 30. Had Pater taken rejuvenation? How many times? He wore a full-sleeved white shirt with lace at the collar over tight gray trousers. He had always, she recalled, favored a romantic image. He had been the first man she knew to wear earrings, though now he wore three small platinum ones in place of the great gold pirate hoop of his flamboyant youth. He held her hand a long moment.
My dear Cecilia, you look lovely.
I look 40-ish, and I was never lovely.
You were, but you didn't like to hear it. And yes, I'm Pater himself.
He tilted his head. His rings flashed in his ear.
I notice you aren't wearing any. Are you trying to pass?
Pass?
As your apparent age, I meant. Perhaps you were planning to compete seriously again, and...
I'm not trying to be anything but myself. I never did.
Sorry, I seem to have hit a sore point. It's just that you aren't wearing any earrings.
I don't follow fads in jewelry. I prefer quality.
She glared, but he didn't flinch. Of course, he hadn't flinched much when they were both in their 20s and she'd glared at him. Now he shook his head.